Ksuvis Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel. Hineach Peros Tlushim Min HaKarka. In this case, the dead man left over fruits that were detached from the ground, so it's not karka. But in this case, it wasn't like a loan or a pikadun that was by a third party. Rather, it was just stam, like hefker, detached from the ground. Kolakoidim Zocha Behen. Whoever gets the fruits first, he zocha, whether it's the yisomim, whether it's the woman, whether it's the creditor that gave to the dead husband. Whoever gets this fruit first wins. Zochsa isha yoser miksuvasa, uvalchov yoser alchova. And if it happened that, let's say, the woman got the fruit, or the balchov got the fruit, and then they found out, when they got the fruit, that the fruit was more than what they were owed. So let's say she was owed 200 manas for a ksuva, and it turned out that there was a lot more fruit than that. What happens with the leftovers? Hamoisar, that which was left over, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, yinosnu lakoshel shebehen. The leftover should be given to the koshel, to the weaker one. This is Rabbi Tarfon's shita, just like we had in the previous Mishnah, that until the money, or in this case the fruits, would be in the hands of the yisomim, we don't consider it the yisomim's yet. So anybody else can be zoch in it. That's the first thing we said. And now we're saying that even the leftovers should be given to the weaker one, meaning the other weaker one. Because we're talking about a case where either the Baal Chov or the Isha was the one that grabbed it, and there's leftover. That's this case now. And they should give it to the other one. That's the weaker one. Because the weaker one just means not the Yisomim. Because once it gets to the Yisomim, it's theirs. And nobody can have any tainas on it. So if the Baal Chov took the fruits, the woman is considered the weaker one, because if he would give the fruits to the Yisomim, she would not have the ability to take from it. Because like we said, it's not the derech for her to go after all the other land that her dead husband had. And if it's the woman that collected, the Baal Chov is considered the weaker one. Again, the weaker one means the weaker against the Yisomim. So in that case, the Baal Chov is the weaker one, because like we said, that we're dealing with a Baal Chov that cannot collect from land, because his loan that he lent the dead father was a loan that was given after the father sold other land. So he has nothing else to collect from, so we want to give it to this guy, or else he's not going to ever be able to get from it. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein Merachmin Bedin. Rabbi Kiva disagrees, just like he did in the previous Mishnah, and he holds that if the Isha or the Baal Chov would grab this fruit and would have leftovers, we don't give it to the other koshel. And not only that, Tosfos Yontif says, Rabbi Kiva totally disagrees, not only with the leftovers, but even what they grab, even the fruit themselves. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, just like in the previous Mishnah, even though the previous Mishnah, the money was by somebody else, like example of Pikadun, and in this Mishnah was totally Hefker, or just like Hefker, just out in the field, nevertheless, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's still considered like the Rishus of the Yisomim. So as Rabbi Kiva says, Ein Merachamin Bedin, that we don't have Rachmanis with Din. We don't give it to the Koshlim. Eli Yinasnu LeYarshim, we give it to the Yarshim. Shekulim Tzrichim Shua, Ve'ena Yarshim Tzrichim Shua. Because they all need to make a Shua if they ever want to take it. But the Yarshim don't need to make a shvua. Like we said, according to those Achronim, that's a raya, that it's like already in the Rishus of the Yisomim. So not only just the leftovers, you not just give it to the Kosher, you'd have to give it to the Yisomim, but even the actual fruits themselves, to begin with, they go to the Yisomim, like the Sontif points out. But the Rab says that nowadays, the minog is that even metaltalim of the Yasmim are meshubah to the Baal Chov. So even if metaltalim go to the Rishus of the Yisomim, a Baal Chov can take from it. That's the minog today. And if that's the case, the din is that kol hakodem zocha ben, anybody that gets it can be zocha, whether it's a Baal Chov, even if the Baal Chov is a Baal Chov mu'ucher, even if his loan that he lent the dead father was after the father had money, he can collect from anything. He can collect from money too, because there's no din of kedima by metaltalin. Doesn't matter. And if a person didn't grab it, he wasn't zocha in it, the Rav says that they would split it up, like we're going to see later on.